Alright, today we begin Siman Reish Samaches, which is the Halachos of Geiros. Very appropriate limud for the week before Shavuos. Why is that? Russ, what about Matan Torah? From where do we learn Geiros? Where in the Torah does it say a parasha of Geiros? It says one word. It talks about the Parsha Shlach, when it talks about that Geirim, constantly in the Torah it says that Yom Mitzvah and Geirim are Mitzvah. The Lashon HaKra is Chukas Oilam Lochem L'Derei Seichem Kochem Kager. It says like you, Kochem Kager. The Gemara Darshins, Kochem Kager, that to become a Ger, you need the same process that Klal Yisrael had at Matan Torah. Klai Yisrael by Matan Torah, it says in the Pasuk, Kimulim hayu kol ha'am hayotzei Mitzrayim. So we know Mila. And Tfila we know because it says, Moshe Rabbeinu did Hazah, and in Hazah v'le Tfila, Gemara says. So, and Karbin, Klai Yisrael then brought a Karbin Ayla. So we learn out that to be a Ger, you need Mila, Tvila, Kabbalah Mitzvah, which is Nasev and Ishma, and Karbin, Hatzah Asdamim, it's called, in order to become a Ger. So that all the Dinim of Geiris are learned, Kachem Kager, are learned from Matan Torah. And therefore, for a man to become a Ger, he needs four things. He needs again, Mila, Tvila, Kabbalah Mitzvah, and a carbon isla. Today, it's not possible to bring a carbon isla. So the chayr there should be no gerim today. If the carbon isla is part of the process, so there should be no gerim today. So the Gemara says, it says l'dayrei seichem kochem kager. It says that chukaserom l'dayrei seichem kochem kager. L'dayrei seichem means even when there's no beis hamikdash, it's still possible to be Megayer. The Gemara says that originally, when people were Megayer, they would separate the money, put aside money for a carbon, for Tayrmu B'nei Yayna, for the birds they have to bring. But it came with David Shal, because the money has to sit around till Mashiach comes, which takes a while. And therefore, they stopped this custom of separating and putting aside the money. Was stopped, but the Gerim still, when Mashiach will come, at least those who are still alive will be mukhayyaf to bring the carbon.
The only reason for the tefila is because it's Hatzah is done, but
we're not Hatzah is done by your tefila. It's a drasha of the pasuk. You know what? There's a Rambam. The Gemara says that we know tefila from Hatzah is done because ein hazoya b'li tefila. The Rambam, when he brings it, he doesn't bring the Gemara's drasha. He brings that they were tayvul, and the Shloshim Hagbalah, it says that they were tayvul. So the Mefarshei Rambam wonder why he brings a different pasuk than the Gemara's pasuk. And there was a tefillah for Balkari, it wasn't a tefillah to Geiris. What? It says they brought Eilois. It was the same. The end of Mishpatim, it says that they brought Karbanis. The same.
What?
I think so. I think it. That's the Gemara Darshaning. Just like Matan, it's interesting because there not every individual brought. Klai Yisrael brought carbon isla. We learn from there that Geirus needs a carbon. It was part of Kabbalah Satira. Just like the Tefila, I would learn this is not Geirus, but the Chiddush is that we learn Geirus Kochem Kager, that whatever that was needed has Sinai, we learn the Darshan. Every other zrika in the Torah is part of a process of Tara, by Mitzayra, by Nazir. It's always a process of Tara. So we don't find the Torah as a B'lay Tvila. By Matan Torah there was a zrika. So since Matan Torah is a zrika, and a zrika B'lay Tvila, the Gemara says that we learn out Tvila. That's Gemara's Limud. It's all in the beginning of the second parak of Krisus. What?
The Gemara says
Zarasechem teaches even without a car, even without a mikdash, right?
And this mikdash comes out, let's say if the whole family is Megayer, the whole family,
would
have to be more
carbon
oil. The whole family, not just each one's kid.
Could be,
and
then
the
whole Klal Yisrael bought one. Okay, so I'm not sure, it's always the question of how the limud is structured, it's however it's structured. It's not, It's very hard for us to. I don't know. It could be that. I don't know. Okay. At any rate, that's the source for Geirus. As I said, it's appropriate right before Shavuos. Although we're not going to finish the Siman today, let's at least finish a Sif or two. Sif Aleph. Ketzav of Geirin Hager. The rules of Ger.
Talking about Shavuos. Since Rus was a
Geiris,
over there, there was no
carbon
there.
Rus was a Geiris. How do you know she didn't bring a carbon?
In Moab, where did you call in Moab?
Maybe she sent money for the tarvin. I know. Stump she did. No.
All the money she had, yeah.
I mean, how did she do Geiris? She needed a Bezna of three anyway, so they had to set something up. All right. Okay. Sif Aleph. Ger Shadichnas to Kahal Yisrael. A ger who is entering into Klal Yisrael, chayiv mila tchila, the first step for a male is bris mila. V'malk shehayay v'kechavim, and if he had a bris mila when he was a guy, oy shenaylad mol, the Rama adds, tzarech lahatik mimenu dam bris, we need hatofas dam bris, ve'im avarchin alav without a bracha. This is actually a machlokes in the Gemara in Shabbos. There are two mandiyamrim, Tanoim, I think, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yaisi. If a ger that was gemalik shuvay v'kechavim, what's his status? Could be that a ger that was gemalik when he was a guy is like a woman. A woman doesn't need bris mila. So if a woman doesn't need bris mila, so maybe a ger that doesn't have an orla also should need bris mila. Yeah, but even though it's cut shenayla, he doesn't grow in the arla. It's only a lomdisha, it's not a physical, right? So he's like cut shenayla without an arla. So maybe he should be like a woman. That's what one Tana says. The other Tana says, ein lemei din efshir mishi'i efshir. You don't learn a woman who's bechalal not in the parasha, so you don't, she doesn't need bris mila. But a zachar who is in the parasha, so he needs at least the hatofes dam bris. So it's a machloik, and the machloik is a paskim, had a paskim. So we hold it to Suffolk, and we do a bris mila, but ein bevarchin alav. We do a bris mila without. We do a tavas da bris without a bracha. If you hold that you need it in Adin, then it would be.
How do we know about Frida? If it's a guy, if he's a Gemalik is a guy, do you have to be concerned with
Frida? As you know, at Mount Torah there was no chi of Priya. Priya was later by Yeshua, so I guess it would depend. We say when Yeshua's Priya came along, it's Nizgala on the whole din of Bismila. Is Nizgala on Ger also? So we don't know. You know, there's an idea, the Rambam says, Marin Nevuchim, that even though the whole Torah was given through Moshe, Yeshua also was Makabal two mitzvahs. That's why it says, only says, Vidab Hashem Moshe Leimar, and says, Vidab Hashem Yeshua Leimar in Yeshua. Because Yeshua was unique, that he was a hemshech of his Rebbe, so he got a mitzvah d'oraisa, Priya, and there's one other mitzvah that he got. And so that, I assume, goes back on Geiris as well, that Geiris needs a regular meal.
If it's an adult, it says that the Arach Priya disappears.
It slides back by itself. It gets thin, and it slides back by itself, right? If that's the case. But there were mitzvah in Priya by Yeshua. The Ketanim had one day mitzvah. We learn half from the Pasuk there, that there's a chiv. Do you need mitzitza bepeh by a ger? I assume whatever you need by a regular bris mila, you need there as well. So this is the halacha of geris. The nichras hagid ein milasei ma'akeves. If he doesn't have a gid, it's not ma'akim. Besides, like it's filuk, that's efshir, right? It says ein lemei din efshir mishi efshir. But if he doesn't have the whole gid, that's called efshir, and therefore it's good. We'll leave the Rambam momentarily. One of the big sichsuchim in Hilchas Geiris, because Geiris in general, there aren't as many big sichsuchim. You know, you don't have, like by Bris Milo, by any mitzvah, you could have one group of Klal Yisrael does it this way, one group does it that way, but by Geiris, out of necessity, you got to have a uniform Geiris. You can't have someone who's a Geir like some and not a Geir like others. So generally, there's an attempt to come to a consensus. One of the Shilas, which is a an ongoing dispute. In they printed Rabbi Yashar Shirim, the Horus al Masechtas Kiddushin, and Dafayin Hey Amin Beis. He brings that in Eretz Yisrael, and the Dara two earlier, late 1800s. This was a tremendous machloikis in Eretz Yisrael. Becheskel Abramsky on the one side, and the Psak of Shmuel Slant had passed away from him on the other side. And the Shaila is the following, and I'll explain to you, this is very Negel Halacha. The Shaila is, why does he have a child? And he did a regular bris the eighth day. Let's say, for example, let's say they thought the child is Jewish. Unfortunately, it's not uncommon today, that we find out that the family that's a regular firm family in Flatbush or in any neighborhood, that their great-grandmother was Megayer, and the Geirus is questionable. And we go to be Megayer, the descendants may suffix. Now they need a Geirus. It happens sometimes that in the secular world, that there are secular Jews who have a baby, and they call a mile to do a bris. Gemara says that Mila shekivlu b'simcha, da'inais in b'simcha. A lot of frayin who do bris Mila. So the bris was done with a guy, it's not a bris. But sometimes they call a Jewish male, they do a mila, and later they find out that the child is not Jewish at all. The question is whether that bris mila that was done, it wasn't done l'shem geirus, but it was done l'shem yadus. It's not that they just went to the hospital, the goyim also do this, so they did it. No. They did it with Shem Yadus. They meant that the child is a Jewish child and is a Mila L'Shem Yadus a good bris Mila, or do you need a new Atafas Dan bris? That's a Shiloh. What's the difference? That's the question. What's the difference? The Gemara says that one is to make him a Ger and one is not to make him a Ger. You can do that. You have to start a new movement, make an organization, Vad L'Shem Hageirus, and raise money, and have an office. And now you can do it. It's a very good idea. You're right. I'm not kidding. Solve the problem. By your Einikluch, we'll tell the Mayol. Have a mind L'Shem Geirus. Okay. Yeah. But I don't think they were able to go over too well in many settings. But sitting here, it's easy to say, but. Okay. Anyway, if before the David's Eitzah, we have the Shaila. It's a good Eitzah. I don't mean to put it down. What? So we're going to talk about that. That's I guess, a piece of the Shaila. But it's good just for Kabbalah's Mitzvah. So there's a Ramban. Yivam is Daf Memvav. That is the source for the whole Tum. Well, the Ramban there is Sakasha. He asks that Bishlama, all of Klal Yisrael, they did a bris mila by Matan Torah, because of Mitzrayim. Because when Moshe Rabbeinu came along before the Karban Pesach, Moshe Rabbeinu told them to do a bris mila. But Shevet Levi, that was mal all the years in Mitzrayim. So the Ramban says, how did they have a mila l'shem geirus? Bishlama, the geirus by Karban Pesach, by Yetzias Mitzrayim. So apparently it was done with Shem Yadus to enter into a bris with Rabbi Mishlam. But Sheva Levi did it because they were B'nai Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was the Stava. That was no Shem Geiris. That was Avraham Avinu who had Sheva Mitzvah B'nai Nayach plus bris Mila. So Frekta Ramban, how was it a good bris? So he says, the Ramban answers that Tainu Hach, the Mila B'nai Levi, was a Mila L'Shem being Jews, and Hainuach, that's a Mila L'Shem Geirus. It's not the same. The Gemara says, a guy, Malk Shuai V'Kechavim. No, that means he Mal when he's a guy. He was a guy Shemila. He didn't mean to be a Jew. So that's no good. But Mal Kishuhu Yehudi, or L'Shem Yehadus, the Ramban says it's good, and that's the source for those who are Mekel, as the source is this Ramban regarding B'nai Levi. maybe. Okay, this is the right. I'll tell you, because the Rabban goes on. He asks, what about the Kutim? The Kutim, Mishlama, if they're Geri Arayis, the first door is Geri Arayis. But the next door, they did bris mila to them. Why is it a mila l'shem geiris? And the answer is that because they kept the Avodah Zarah going. They didn't mila l'shem yadus. It's also a raya that the Rabban holds, and this he said, that if it would have been a mila l'shem yadus, even though they thought they're Jews anyway, that it's good. So this is the source. And that's a good question. It's a good question. I mean, the B'nai, they, well, Tefillah, presumably they went to the mikveh. But Carbon, I don't know. By Avraham Avinu? By Levi? So the Carbon they brought by Mount Tyra. They did everything else by Mount Tyra together with. Levium did it with everybody else.
No, but I'm talking about Avraham Avinu. He had
I wasn't there, I don't know. Avraham knew what to do, you know. Avraham knew what to do. They were waiting till they get healed. They were going to tell them to do the tefillah, but they didn't make it that long. Very good. The anyway, this is the Rabban's Mashmois. Shmuel Masalant, according to Rabbi Yashiv's Sefer, holds of this idea that if there were mal, that it's good. Rabbi Yashiv brings, the Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky wrote an article in one of the journals telling people that it's not to have a poshet, not to be samech on it. He said it's no raya from B'nai Levi, because B'shas to B'nai Levi, there was no other. There was no other yidden. That was the maximum yados that existed, and they did it l'shem yados. And it's no raya to it at all. And he adds, Rabbi Yashiv asked that even if you hold like the Ramban, but the parkei oil mitzvahs bismaneinu, what he calls those who don't keep mitzvahs at all, they just do bris mila because it's a Jewish thing to do. It's questionable if they're doing l'shem yados either. What they're thinking about Yadus, they're doing it as a cultural Jewish thing, and therefore he says, Rabbi Yosha brings B'shem Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky, that it's not good. However, it's a very good question. I don't know. I have the question mark down here in the old Tzettel. It should be telling the Mayel, not in the Ben, not in the Avia Ben. I don't know. It's a good question. Okay, that's a good answer. Now they bring a raya from Sif Gimel. Later in Sif Gimel, we're going to have an idea later that if a ger was not Tovel L'Shem Geirus, but he thought he's Jewish. It says in Sif Gimel, Afilu Leitovel L'Shem Geirus, Ela Ish Shetovel L'Kirya. The Isha Shatavli does have a ger. It's going to say in Sif Gimel, Mamish, this idea that if somebody is Tevel, L'Shem Nida, or L'Shem Keri, then it's good. So L'Chara, that should be a Raya, that a Bris Mila that's done L'Shem Yados, even though it's not done L'Shem Geris, should also be good, that the L'Shma is not needed. So Rav Maisha, and Igris Maisha, now, first, I should tell you the Har Tzvi paskins l'kula. He says that Siv Gimel is nachriya, and the Har Tzvi is in Yeridei Tshuva Kufi Reisha Tes. He says that it's good. However, Rav Moshe in Yeridei Beis Kuf Chof Ches is very machmir on this. He says that it's no raya. It's Siv Gimel. It was the ger or the geiris himself that was tevel l'shem yados, and here. It's the males mouthing the child, l'shem yadus, and who says that that das of the male is good enough for the child? That's Ramesha questions. Since Ramesha says that if the male shtel the bezdin b'shas mila to do it l'shem geiris, then it would be good. It would be a raya. He meant it. So stamazai, if a male does a bris, stami didn't mean geiris because they need a bezdin, and it's a different nusach habracha. But if he shtel the bezdin, if he told two people standing there to be mechamel with him l'shem geiris, then it works. However, he says that the male is not neman. An eid echad is not neman to say on geiris. You need two eidim to say on yichus. And therefore he says, even if the male will say, I did it l'shem geiris, it doesn't work. I was at a bris, a couple adopted a child. They really didn't want anybody to know it was an adopted child, although everybody knew it. And I was at the bris, and the male told two people standing there to be part of a bezdin, and they're going to do the milah l'shem geiris. The father, the adopted father, didn't even know what he was doing. But he told two people, have a mind l'shem geiris, and it was, I think, Rami Kohn was the male. So he's into all this type of things. They're standing, not sitting. He didn't want to make a show out of it because the parents would get upset. But he did it l'maisi, he did it l'shem geiris. We're going to have it later, Sif Gimel, that you need bezdin l'chatchila. So at any rate, this is an ongoing dispute, and it's a very, very difficult one. Ramesha, even though he's machmir in this tshuva, he does use it as a tziruf in Yeridei Chelek Aleph. He does use it as a tziruf, and you know, like I mentioned to you many times, I'm a general practitioner in the rabbinate. I don't specialize in geiris, but occasionally it's come my way. I never did a geiris for a guy, but I was involved with a number of families that discovered that they may not be Jewish. It's interesting. A couple of times it came up when somebody was engaged. And during the engagement, you know, they looked through old pictures of the Zayda and the Alta Zayda, and it comes out that there was a geiris. And, you know, usually it's the chassid who gets shocked that the girl is, and he says, well, who did the geiris? And, you know, they came to me, and we did a... We did a Geiris Mesafik. In one case, it was a rather large family, that there was one son and three or four girls, and we did a Geiris Mesafik on the mother and on the children. And in the case of the boy, we were very mesupik what to do. There was a boy learning in one of the local base medrash, in one of the local yeshivas, And we did it, so we were saimach on this kula, since the whole thing was a safik. I mean, the mother, it's interesting, in that case the mother was adopted, the grandmother, the mother's mother had been adopted in a Jewish board of family services in the state of Connecticut, where it's very hard to get the paperwork opened. We put a lot of ishtadlus. I went to Rabbi Yashav, he said to be mishtadl to get the paperwork. Put a lot of ishtadlus into it, not really successful. And at the end, we did a Geiris Mesafik. And with the boy, we were saimach that the Mila L'Shem Yadus was a good enough Mila. It's one thing to tell him to go to the mikveh. It's another thing to tell him to undergo Atofas Dambris. You know, he'll get older, he'll learn the sugya, he'll decide himself.
So you mean that Mila L'Shem Yadus has a Mila L'Shem Bris Sabram has a Din L'Shem Yadus?
Yeah, that's Pashtus Ramban. That's the Pashtus what the Ramban says. And that Tzvi is Meikel, and Ramesha for its Tziruf is Meikel. They argued the Shaila, whether you can rely on a Mila L'Shem Yadus that wasn't L'Shem Geiris. So Cheska Bravsky held you couldn't. And Rav Shmuel Salant had earlier given a Psak you could. That Tzvi says he could. But Yashiv, you have to look at it. You know, it's written by someone else. I'm not clear if he's reporting what Rav Shmuel Salant held. It wasn't a Psak Halach, it was a share in the Gemara and Kedushin. So I'm not sure when he had that.
The geiris b'safek, you make them go through the whole studies and tests and things like that. You know.
So it's interesting. In the case of the girl who was a kala, she went to Yeshiva Brooklyn. Yeah. So I asked Rebelsky to come and her rav, well-known rav in Flatbush. So we sat down with her and I told Rebelsky we have to tell her mitzvahs mitzvahs kalos and mitzvahs mitzvahs chamurais. Says, what do you mean? She knows Hilchos Shabbos. She went to Yeshiva Brooklyn. She knows better than a chassan. So I told Rebelsky, but where do we learn it from? We learn it from Rus. Rus was already 10 years after her geirus, and she was in a frum family. You know, he was a mother-in-law. And she probably knew all the dinim, and still they told Mitzvahs, Mitzvahs, and the Kalis, and Chaburis. I said, you have to do it. So Belsky said, okay, but I saw he was doing it just to make me happy. He wasn't, you know, he didn't really feel you needed it. Yeah, he told her a little bit, and then we went and did the games. So I don't know, Lamaisa, to me it sounds like a raya from Rus. It's not a raya. We learn out from Rus, Ashatelchi Elech, Ashatoloini Olin. So we learned that she told her the halachas of Yichud and the halachas of Tchum Shabbos. And it seems, even though she was from already for 10 years, you have to tell her because
she doesn't even know about two Beis HaKuras and
Arba. So every girl has to know every prat of Arba Mrs. Bezdin.
No,
have to know
Mrs.
But we learn out from there, that's the source that you need to tell them. It's just,
this whole
what?
This whole way to shine to the Yovin as well. The Nimol Hashem Bris Shavram and the Sophic
presumably the same thing, yeah.
And then besides, they don't want to be God?
If it's a Sophic, they can't. See, this is an old kasha I have. I ask this many times, Shuas by night, because the kasha bothers me. That by somebody who's a Suffolk Jew, he's a Suffolk Jew, let's say the mother had a Suffolk Geirus, or even a Suffolk, the children were mixed, and you don't know which one's a Jew, you have a Suffolk Jew. So he's Mekabel Mitzvahs, Kabbalah Mitzvahs. What type of Kabbalah Mitzvahs? Normally, Kabbalah Mitzvahs, you tell somebody, look, right now, you mechuyev in Sheva Mitzvahs, are you mekabel Taryag Mitzvahs? You can decide. I don't want. I'll keep Sheva Mitzvahs. You go to Elam Abba. Noah could keep seven Mitzvahs and go to Elam Abba also. It's not reserved only for Jews. So we ask him, do you want? So Kabbalah Mitzvahs means I decide I want. But someone is a Suffolk Yehudi, I don't understand the word Kabbalah Mitzvahs. You're mechuyev in Mitzvahs from Suffolk anyway. So what does it mean you're mekabel Mitzvahs? I always have this issue. What does it mean to be mekabel? What are you mekabel? You have no choice. You have to keep the mitzvahs. You don't have a choice to keep seven mitzvahs. You have to keep Taryag Misafik. What does it mean a mekabel mitzvahs? It's hard for me to understand that. I don't know. But what does it mean you're mekabel? You're mechuyev anyway. It always so people tell me, till now, Safik Drabon Lakula, you don't have to be mekabel. Now you're Vadei, going to be a Vadei Jew. For these reasons, it doesn't sound right. I don't know. And maybe this Shavuos by now will come up with an answer, but it's one of my steady questions. But until now he has to keep it misafik. So he's mekabel mitzvahs to keep it mevade, not misafik. That's a kabbalah, maybe. He's mekabel to take moschar. Okay, the second din here is a nichras hagid, Amy losay ma'akeves. Here, there was another Maisa Shahaya in Hungary in Tafresh Peivav. Tafresh Peivav is 26. It's 1926. I know about this because it's printed in the Sri Deyesh. Bechil Yaakov Weinberg has a tshuva. And he and Rav Kook had a disagreement over what to do with a ger that was coming to be Megayer. And the Geirus was a sakana. The language of the tshuva, it says it was a sakana mipnei machlas halev machlas sukkar, which obviously had a heart condition and they were afraid to do a bris. And diabetes, they were afraid to do a bris. That's what it says in the tshuva. So given the medical facts, whatever it is, it was a sakana. So the question is, do you need to do a bris milah, or can you do without it? So Rav Kook tied it. I'll explain the source in a minute. Im nichras hagid, eimi losei ma'akeves. So Rav Kook tied it, that im nichras hagid, the milah is not ma'akeves. Now how's that a raya? So Rav Kook explained the following. It says, the Gemara says, a woman doesn't need bris milah. So a man that's kvar nimol should need. So Gemara says, "Ain don nefshir mishi yefshir." So by nikras agid, we say that's called yefshir. He doesn't have the aver of an arla. Well, maybe we learn from one from the other. So Rav Kook writes, "This is also yefshir. You do bris milah, he's going to die. He's a sakana of dying. So that's also called yefshir. And since that's called yefshir, so Rav Kook held that it was not necessary to do a bris. Imagine that you megayer him like a woman just with tefillah b'mikvah." and Kabbalah's mitzvahs, and he can walk around with an arla, and that's good. So
you would say he's an honest because he's not a Jew yet.
Is he saying that that's funny? So Rav Weinberg, the 3-day age, time is, he doesn't quote Rav Kook. Rav Kook is quoted in the Har Tzvi, who quotes Rav Kook in Tshuva Reish Chav. But the 3-day age, time is that we have a rule that Unsa Keman V'loy Ovid Amrinon, Unsa Keman D'Ovid Loy Amrinon. I'll explain that. Unsa command aloy ovid means if someone forces someone to do an aveira, it's like he didn't do the aveira. And if someone points a gun at someone and says, put on shatnez or eat treifis, unsa command aloy ovid. And ayinus, it's not like he did it. But unsa command aloy ovid, I mean, if someone points a gun at someone and says, don't shake a lulav, he doesn't shake a lulav. It's not yarg vayavar. So he doesn't get schar like he did the mitzvah. Unsa commander Ovid, loyamino. We don't say an oinus is like he did it. Nafkamina, if after 2 hours the person walks away, now he can take a lulav and make a bracha. It's not like he already shook a lulav. Unsa commander Ovid, loyamino. So Rav Sridiyash Tain is that this person is not nichras hagin, it's not e efsher, it's efsher. He's just an oinus because it's a sakana. Sakana is called oinus. So we have a parasha of Aynis. We learn Aynis out of the pasuk of Parshas Kiseitze, that Lenaro Lesasa Davar, that Unsa Kamanda Layavid. So he says, Unsa Kamanda Layavid Amrinan, Unsa Kamanda Ovid Layamrinan, and Mimela, the Sri Deish Tain is that that it's not good. The Har Tzvi, after quoting Rav Kook, agrees with the Sri Deish. So here we have a second matziv of what? Kosriyeshi can't be Megayer. Rather, he writes that a guy's not mitzvah against going against Sakana. A guy, let him do the bris milah if he wants, and if he'll die, he'll die, and at least he'll die Jewish. But there's no I'm sorry. That Tzvi says that he's not mitzvah. The Sri Deish says Eimanichem Aisel Sakana Satzma. But in the Sri Deyeh and the Har Tzvi, he says that he can be misakin himself if he wants. It's called Afshin. Okay. All right. That's, if you want. In the Sri Deyeh, she says, Eminichan Yisrael misakin es atzmai. And the Har Tzvi says, I guess not doing it to commit suicide. He's doing a mitzvah. And it becomes. Anyway, so this is a second dispute over this issue. And, okay. Let's move on to the Ramah. The Ramah in Sif Aleph says, Tava Kaidim Shemal, Mayal de Vidyevet Abetfila, Yeshayim Rim Vilayavet. This is, I think, a well known Ramban, Machlekes Rishayim. If the order is Ma'ak, if we do Tfila second, we do Mila first, Tfila second, our meaning is that when the person is standing in the mikveh ready to be Tival, so the Bezin stands there, as we'll have later, and the person is Makambal Mitzvahs. With right before the tefillah, he says, "I'm a kabbal on myself to keep all the mitzvahs, and then he or she is taivul, and presto, they come up. They're in the water. They're Jewish only when they come up. When are they Jewish? In the water only when they come out of the water. So it's a shailin mishlam alecha mishnah as a suffix. If you become tar in the water, only when you come out of the water. Be that as it may, the same question. I mean, he really applies by everything. If tefillah is ba'alai seim in amikvu, or in the water. What? You talk about splitting hairs, you know. It's nafkamina, while he's in the water, he touches the eye in the eye mesem. So we're going to learn later, he doesn't have no wall. He has no basic mitzvahs. We'll get to that in Sif Gimel, which mitzvahs he has to know. You only ask table once, maybe table twice, three times, seven times, whatever people. I'm not sure what you mean. Havchana for Nida? You have cut it for 3 months, right? She's told b'shas nidasa, then what?
You
know, chayre should be valid. If someone has tevil for two reasons, should be mitar bal. You mean, does she need one tefillah for geiris and one tefillah for nida? No, Mustama, I assume that one tefillah works for everything. It has a din damnida, has a din damnida. The Gemara says that the dam, the guys are tumah chutz laretz because the kismei gayim, because the gayim, the damnida of a gayim. The gzera of tumah chutz laretz is the rabbanan, is damnida of a gayim the rabbanan. Maybe it is, I'm not familiar with that. If you need two tefillahs, why does it help for neither? Yeah, I don't know why it shouldn't be good for both. That's why she's still a neither. Why is she still a neither? Oh, physically she's still a neither, okay. Yeah, nowadays we go to mikvah tmei mason with tevil and nida. It helps a nida, even though we stay tmei and mason, right? Feel helps a one, even though it does not feel. Okay. It's not because you wait for it to heal. The Shulchan Aruch says after the bris milah we wait for it to heal. It usually takes 3-4 days, and then they're tevil. So there's a little in between period.
But maybe you wait longer.
Why?
Yeah,
it takes longer to heal. Okay. I mean, I've seen. I was at a geiris of an adopted baby, and it's amazing. The tiny baby. I don't know how old the baby was, and so the adopting father went into the mikveh, held the baby, and the baby was lowered into the water. And Matvila and I say the best impressed the baby into the water. It's amazing that the baby has a reflex to hold its breath. As the water, I'm not saying if you dump it quickly, it would do it, but as you slowly lower the baby in the water, the baby holds its, in the case it was a girl, held her breath, and the baby was slowly lowered into the mikveh, and pulled up, and didn't cry, didn't gag, nothing. It was an amazing thing to see. You could try it, you have babies. It's amazing. It's like one of the miracles of the instincts, the physical instincts of... At any rate, let's get to the Machlokes to Ramban. What? Diving reflex. So why don't adults have it? We also have it. Yeah. Alright, this Machlokes is the Ramban and all the other Rishayim. All the Rishayim hold you need Mila first, Tevila second. The Ramban holds the order is not Ma'akiv. The Ramban's source is from a halacha that we're going to have later, that it, when an Isha Mu'uberes is Megayer, you have a pregnant woman who's Megayer, the baby in her womb is Nizgayer Ima. It's a Geiris on the baby together with the mother. So the Gemara says, Bishlam Alamandi Yama Obi Yerech Imai, if the baby is part of the mother, so we understand, the baby is Tevil. Alamandi Yama Obi Lav Yerech Imai, so the Gemara says it's a Chatzitza, the baby is not in the water. So the Gemara says, Hainu Revise, that a natural state is not a chatzitza, and it's a tefillah on the baby. The baby's a ger, even if you hold the balav yarechimai, the baby's a ger. Now, if the baby's a male, that's right, it's called hayrasa shalai b'kedusha, v'leidasa b'kedusha, so the baby's a ger. So the question is, but the milah is going to be, if it's a boy, the milah will be later, and the tefillah was first. So the Ramban says, you see, that tefillah before mila is not ma'akiv. You can do the tefillah before the mila. The gra here in Sifkat and Hay brings down this machlokes. The gra Sifkat and Hay says lechatchila vade bina mila tchila. Kama shakasa v'atshiima al v'yitval. Gemara always says mila before tefillah. Chay shamem zayin amabez disrapam at tefillah. And I say when he gets healed we tevil him. Avol di'evet kasa baramban da also loy bima shakasa sham daf ayin ches amet aleph. Avoidis kichavim uberes from that case. Aval toisvis sham memzayin amid beis cholken alze chen kasev ra kasev the kivud alechazi lamila sakli bahachi k'mayisha. When the baby's in rubber, it's not possible to do brismila, so the tefila is enough. Va'acha shenoyled huki Yisrael gamor apoloi mila ashamal anayse k'maytinik Yisrael. So the gra here said this is a whole broader, much broader machlaikis. The Ramban holds that a pregnant woman who's tayvel, it's a geirus on the baby, and the mila later is a gemar hageirus. The child's a geir. The child's not a born Jew. Tysus and the Rahul, no. At the time of tefillah, the baby is a full-fledged geir, a baby mu'beris. Later, you do a bris mila like a regular Jewish child. You do a bris mila. Tremendous nafkamina, it's not a geiris. A tremendous nafkamina if when the boy turns 13, if he could be mimayin, we're going to have the question later, if he could be mimayin, is he a geir, is he a born Jew? Nafkamina l'chayra, Tysus says that he's considered related to his mother. If they're twins, they're related to each other. And Tysus says there's a chi opinion aben on the child if it's a peterechem. That's what Tysus says. We don't know what the Ramban holds. We'll have to figure out. But Tysus says that it's a full fledged Jew, and citizen comes out from this small machlaikis by geiris. If the order is ma'akiv, it comes into a much broader machlaikis on the status of the child. Okay, so this is Sif Aleph. So Sif Aleph is the requirement of Mila and Tefillah, as I mentioned, Kabbalah Mitzvahs, we're going to have in a short while. And there are basically two important machleiksin. One is if Mila L'Shem Yadus, V'loy L'Shem Geris is good. And one is the machleikis, if you have a ger, for which it's a sakana to do a bris, whether that's ma'akib or not.
Why don't you say
Tadir
or
Kaidim
in terms of a tefillah?
Why don't you say Tadir Kaidim and tefillah is Tadir to Mila? Maybe you only say Tashin and Tadir on obligations. Not on things you're not obligated to be Megayer. On things that are voluntary, you can do whatever you want. Also, we only say Tadir and Tadir if you're Mukhan to do both. Or you mean if you do tefillah first, then you are Mukhan to do both. Okay. So maybe because it's not an obligation, maybe that's why.
Will the
Gairus
and the baby boy be done before 8 days?
That's enough to mean also that if Gairus, a bris l'shem Gairus, doesn't have to be 8 days old. And a bris of a Tinuk Shenoilad Yehudi needs the 8th day.
So
we're going to have to see, it's not clear what the Ramban holds. It's a Gemara that's mashmah that Tesis brings a raft in the Gemara. I think Tysus is in Suvis Yerav, in the Sugi of Ger Cotton. So it could be the Ramban holds that way for different reasons. Okay, let's learn Siv Beis. I think also a rather famous set of halachis. Kishabal is Gayer. Aymrim Loi, if somebody walks in and wants to be Megayer, so we say to him, wait, I have to tell you, such a happy kash, but not Siv Aleph. There's a beautiful chab in the David Misham Tribina Rav, it's a Gevaldik Akasha on the Ramban. Ramban says you can do Mila first and Tefillah second. And halacha is, in Hilchis Tefillah, that you can do either order first. Okay. You can do Tefillah first and Mila second. So he asks, as you know, a person cuts the fingernails before Tefillah. Why? So the Taz says there might be dirt under it. But the Shach says, anything that you plan to cut is like it's cut and it's a chatzitza. So the Tribina Rav asks, if he's coming again, you're doing tefillah and mila, the orla should be a chatzitza. The orla is kaloimili katze, it's kakatzitzdami. You're planning to cut off the orla. A nice chav. You're planning to cut off the orla. So kaloimili katze, it's kakatzitzdami. So it should be a chatzitza. In the tefillah, great kasha.
What?
If you if cutting fingernails is as vada as this, what? That's where the machlekes the shach and taz is. Because you pass me to taz, the mishabura pass me to taz. That's not marked, but the shach holds it's that kolim katzitz that it's a chatzitz.
By
right, or it's right. Kolay is considered. It's still not right, but it's considered makbid.
No, it's only
makbid.
Only
me or to makbid midrabanan. So it's like that's called me to makbid. Kolay the katzis.
Kalai Milikatze, it's his, that's...
The Shem Mintel comes out.
What?
No Shem Arutel comes out.
Until he's Tevel.
No, until he's born.
No, I'm talking about Mubaris. I'm talking about a regular person who's a regular Ger. So Ramban says he could do Tefillah first and second.
So what about, let's say, for example, the piece from the umbilical cord that still starts from the Kotze? That's not a
Tefillah. But who says it's not?
What?
Maybe it is. The time of the Kotze, it's according to the Shach, it is. Maybe it is Ma'akiv. You can't prove it to me. There's a nice chap, Reb Chaim Brisker. Reb Chaim Brisker has a very nice... What? There's a Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim, yes, you know that Minat Torah, it's only a chatzitza of its Rav and Makbid. The Drabanan, it's Rav Shein and Makbid, and Makbid Vein and Rav. So Chaim asks, once the Rabbanan made a gzeira, every time we have Rubai Ve'ina Makbid, so Rubai Ve'ina Makbid, Minat Torah, you can tayvel. Rabbanan said you can't tayvel. So Chaim asks, once the Rabbanan said you can't tayvel, now you become a Makbid. Every Rubai Ve'ina Makbid, you should become a Makbid, because the Rabbanan said that's no good. So Memela, you have to do it, because that's called Makbid. You become a Makbid, you follow the Kasha. Rubai, you're Makbid, so you become a Makbid, so be Oyster Isa. So Reb Chaim, in his style, he answers a Chapi Teretz. He says, you're only Makbid on the 51st percent. You're not Makbid on the Rav. Right? Rubai, the Ainai Makbid, is the Rabbana. So he asked, what do you mean? Now you become a Makbid? He says, no, the Rabbana only goes, Rubai, you're Makbid, the Ainai Makbid. So because of the Rabbanan, you're Makbid on the little bit that goes over 49%, that hits 50%. So you're only a Makbid on the Miut. So you're not still a Makbid on the Rav. Follow? Okay. Again, the Kasha was, here you have a person, Rav of the body is covered with Chatzitzis. So Minat Torah, but he doesn't care. He doesn't care, he's a painter, his body is full of paint, he couldn't care less. So Minat Torah, he can tayvel. The Rabbanan said, you can't tayvel, Mid Rabbanan. Because Rav ain't a Makbid, he still can't tayvel. It's very Chaim Brisker. Once the Rabbanan was geyser, so now you are Makbid, because the Rabbanan said you can't tayvel if it's right. So the Rabbanan should turn into a deraisa because of the Rabbanan's gezeira. The Rabbanan said that even if you're not Makbid, it's still no good. So once you tell me it's no good, so now I become a Makbid. That's what Chaim's kasha. Reb Chaim answers, Rabbanan were only geyser, Rubai u Makbid. So you're only Makbid on the part that goes over the 50% mark. If you remove that little bit, the 49% you don't care about, the Rabbanan one guy's not Miga Chain of Makbid. Right. Yeah, but let's say it's 51%, not 98%. 98% of the Teretz is maybe it's good Teretz anyway. Then you may be right. It's 98%. If it's 98%, he's really only Makbid on 48.1%. If he starts 49.9%, he's not Makbid. He's still good. Okay. All right. At any rate, why am I mentioning it? I think the Stipler, Nicholas Yaakov, has a piece, and he says that the din of Makbid doesn't mean you're Makbid because of halacha reasons. You makbid because they're halachic considerations. Makbid means, what's a chatzitza? Chatzitza is a fact that so many people are makbid. It doesn't belong there because people are makbid. And because of a chap in halacha, the Rabbanu Ragaiza, that's not called makbid. This type of, I think, brings a riot to it. That answer would answer the Tribuna Rav's kasha on Mila and Arla. That if you do Mila, if you do Tefillah first, you're a makbid on the Arla. Why are you makbid on the Arla? You're really not makbid. He went his whole life with an Arla. So halacha says to be a ger you need to cut it off, but it's not be'etzem. It's not like long nails, which the reason for the shach is because they don't belong, and therefore it's called a makbid. It's not the same makbid where it's only apidin that something's a makbid. That's the time. All right, let's move on to sif beis. It's a long sif, but a short one. You'll see. Shabbat is gayer. I'm Rabbi Marisa. Shabbat is gayer. What are you doing? Who needs you? Yate day she shrubs man. I said the chufim, schufim. The Jews nowadays, the muturafim, the yisurim ba'am aleihem. We have all kinds of tzaris. If the guy says, I know all about it, and nevertheless, I'm not kedai to become a Jew, the kablin oisei miyad. Once we see he's sincere, the kablin oisei miyad, it says the Lashon, shuye mitzvah lai meshehina. Once we know, then we'll megayer him. What's the process? Medin oisei ikre hadas. We tell him the main foundations of Yiddishkeit. Yichud Hashem, v'isur avaydis kechavim, u'marichin imay b'davar zeh. And in this, with ma'arich, we tell him ba'arichus about the philosophy of Yiddishkeit and emun in Hashem. And then, ma'idiyan ha'isei mitzis mitzis kalais and mitzis mitzis chamurais. It's not enough to tell him mitzis chamurais. Because a guy thinks, okay, mitzis chamurais there are. But a Jew, every step of the way, has mitzvahs. You know, the guy will say, I didn't know, I thought, you know, major things, you know, like murder, you know, I know. But, you know, everything, you got to wake up in the morning, you got to wash your hands, you got to go to shul. So you have to tell them that they're chamurais and they're kalais. You have to tell them both. What? Yes, yeah, so it's interesting. It doesn't say exactly which ones. And I want to come to that point, 1 second. But then I say, mitzvahs, ain't shesho mitzvahs, shremuloi kaidish abasa, Lamidazu, until you become a Jew, achalta chaylev, yata einish karis. Chalata Shabbos, yata chayev skila. Ashav, achalta chaylev, yata einish karis, chalata Shabbos, yata chayev skila. Ve'ein marbin olav, this is not a topic that we speak by Arichos, we give him a general idea of the ancient. Ve'ein medagdikin olav, and even in those that we tell him, we don't tell him all of the digdukim, the pratim of what's included in skila, etc. We don't want to make Judaism sound all that bad, so we tell him some good stuff too. Now listen to this lashon. The Rambam adds, "Shein shum tzadik gamur, ella bal chachma shaisa mitzvus elu v'yodam." What's he saying? I think it means there's no tzadik gamur unless he knows and keeps all of these mitzvus. He knows we're telling him that you have a lot to learn. This which you see Jews and Sarah in this world is Taivah Tzvunalem Shein Yechayim Lekabel Raiv Taivah Baylam Hazeh Kaiv Dekachavim Shem Yoram Libum V'Yisu V'Yafsidu Schar Oilam Abba. Then a Kadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Aleim Raiv Puraniyos, and God doesn't bring the ultimate Puraniyos on Jews. They Shalei Yevedu Ella Kolay Dekachavim Kolim V'Yim Oimdim V'Yim Oimdim Jews Remain Marich Medav Hazeh Kdei Lechavavon, and we're marich in positive things as well. In kibbol, malin oisei miyad. Umamtinen loy achi yisrapi for shalema. We wait until it heals. Akach mitvin loy se tefila hogenes, b'loy chatzitza. And we have to do a proper tefila, make sure there's no chatzitza. V'yeshem shigal asay roysa, v'yitot zeparna yod, v'raglov kaid min tefila. Now here it says, v'shloisha, a bezin stands on him. The Ramah says, tamidei chachamim. Let's get back to that next week. If you need shloisha tamidei chachamim, or even a bezin shel ed yaitais, aydim agabav medin oisei mitzvus mitzvus kalais mitzvus chamurais pam shnia. When he's toivel and he finalizes, we tell him the mitzvus again. V'oimei b'mayim hoisa isha nashim meishivas oisa b'mayim. Women set her up in the mikvah at savara till her neck. Hadayanim b'bechutz u'medin oisei mitzvus mitzvus kalais v'chamurais v'yeshevas b'mayim v'akach tevelas b'fneim. Here's a big question, exactly how Bezdin watches a woman do a tefillah. Ramesh has a tshuva. The Shoyl said that it means the Bezdin stands outside and they hear her be tevil. Ramesh rejects that. You need a Bezdin. What we do is we have we give the woman, it's basically a sheet with a neck hole cut out. And when she goes into the mikveh, the sheet floats on the water all around her, and she could be tevil in front of the bezin, and then the bezin watches her tefillah, and Ramosha says they have to be there.
Older members of the bezin preferred.
Never heard of such a thing. V'im yishavis v'mayim v'akech tevelos b'fneiam v'im azirim p'neiam v'yaitzim k'dei shal yiru oisa k'shatala me'hamayim v'yivorech ala tefillah achashiyala me'hamayim k'ivin shatovel harik he or who ki Yisrael Shem Chazal Asura, Hariyak Yisrael Mumish, and Kiddush, Kiddush, Kiddush. This is a rundown of the process of, yes, of. Again, okay. So we're going to have to go through this sif with the pratim and the prate pratim. It is interesting that we don't teach her every single mitzvah, someone pointed out. There's a tshuva in the Michas Alazar who's matmiya, that you have a lifta iver. How can you tovel somebody, legerus, if you didn't teach every single mitzvah? The person's going to be megayer, and the next day he won't know, you know, that you have to daven micha before shkia or something. You know, he won't know, there'll be mitzvahs that he won't know. No, some mitzvahs, not other mitzvahs. In matmiya, the whole idea that you could be megayer somebody without teaching him all of the mitzvahs, yet Allah says you don't have to teach every mitzvah. So kilu is an einus on the mitzvahs he doesn't know. He has to mekabel all the mitzvahs. See, if you try to tell him all the mitzvahs, you may miss one. If you don't try to tell him all the mitzvahs, so you don't miss. I'll tell you a nice varat we had years ago. Jet boys who were turning bar mitzvah. They were boys whose father was a guy, mother was a Jew. And the mother, just because of it was convenient, she lived in Bensonhurst on the block of not Pesach Talmud, of the of Rabbi what? Of Al Moshe, the block of Al Moshe. So it was easier for her to say she was only 16 years older than her oldest child, and the father was a retired police detective. So you get the picture of the house. And so she had three, a girl, two boys. And the boys she sent to this yeshiva, and they grew up from kids. And it came time for them to be bar mitzvah, the oldest one. And the question was, the house was treif. Shabbos, they used to come to us, but the house was treif, and we knew we were going to tell the mother has to be kosher. We'll pull them out and send them to public school. So we asked Rav Palm what to do. So Rav Palm was really not sure what to do. He said, go to Rav Moshe. So I made an appointment by Rav Moshe. I told him the story. He told me such a beautiful line. He said, "Nor ager was mekabel zayin kol haTorah kula bevasachas." That was his line. Only the ger has to mekabel the whole Torah at once. You say you can't tell him to eat treifas, but avoid the question. He said, "Only a ger has to mekabel kol haTorah kula." And over the years, Rav Palm repeated this to people. People told me that. Ashayliyas Rav Palm. He said, "Nor ager mekabel zayin kol haTorah kula bevasachas." It's an interesting year.
The opposite.
The Mosa
says, "How do we know that the
Gera
should be
metabolized
between the
Yid
and the
Kohen?" You know, the Chiyuvim of a guy to be a Yid, he is meant to be Bechuyim. Anyway, this is what Rav Moshe said. It's obvious when you carve somebody, you don't dump on him everything, and you'll chase him away. So I don't know. It's a very nice pesach. So we'll get back to the Pratim of Sif Beis.